You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You didn't even catch what I just said, did you? I said, Cause Mouth's number one for hip hop and R&B.
Who is that?
That was the name that they were considering before Kansas City.
Oh.
Cause Mouth.
That don't have the same ring to it, but...
You probably wouldn't have known. You'd be like, man, what up? Cause Mouth, cuz.
Yeah, of course. But I'm glad we chose what we have now. The Cause Mouth Chiefs, what? No. The Cause Mouth Royals, no. They don't match, man. My little Jaguar is here this morning. How are you?
Doing just fine, Brian.
All right.
This is not Jaguar. This is leopard print.
Oh. It'd be cheetah print. She put like Tyreek Hill's number and stuff on the back.
I got his number in my phone.
Sure you do.
Anywho, how was your evening?
Oh man, very busy. Shout out to my boys, my Seminoles. Of course, we won over the weekend. We had practice, of course, and we celebrated a couple birthdays. And then after that, went home, did some more work, went to sleep. Watched some football.
So boring. Of course, when I was leaving here, there was like a huge line at the Quick Trip. So many people, you know, as the weather changes, you lose tire pressure. So my tire pressure light came on. I went out there and put some more. Yeah, my tires got myself straight.
Them actually work on your car, them lights and stuff?
Yes.
They don't never work on mine.
That's because your car is old and you don't keep it in good repair.
Okay.
If you keep your car up, then it'll tell you when something wrong.
I try to do as best as I can, okay?
Or if you just pay attention. Or you just pay attention. It's just like, you know, with our friendship. If you just pay attention, you'll know what's wrong.
At least I ain't out here hitting Bambis.
Anyway, young fella.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620, look for highs in the lower 60s today. Plenty of sun. Right now, you're clear with a freeze warning in effect till 9 o'clock at 33 in Independence. Shade, what's poppin'?
Congratulations are in order for the royal couple. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are expecting. The baby is due to arrive in the spring of 2019. And they said Meghan had her 12-week scan and is probably out of her first trimester, but it is unclear when she became pregnant.
Test tube, baby.
Well, they've been getting it in, huh, since they got married.
Can, yeah. So they're now jockeying for names, and some folks are throwing names out there. They say Prince James is like the number one pick if it's a boy, and Prince Victoria if it's a girl. Let's see what that throat do. Kanye West is in Uganda. He told the president of the nation, Yoweri Museveni, that he would like to turn Uganda into like a Wakanda from Black Panther and have like a Jurassic Park kind of theme situation happening.
Jurassic Park, eh?
Jurassic Park.
He want dinosaurs walking around eating people?
That's what he said he wants to do. He says that, you know, Disney World, and when you go to Safari, he wants zoos to be everywhere and a discussion about, you know, what to do to make Wakanda happen in Uganda.
Okay. This boy is clearly off his rocker.
Dave Chappelle has stepped up and defended his relationship with the rapper on an episode of Van Jones's show that comes on CNN. He said, quote, Kanye's an artist and he's a genius. I think the angle he's seeing things from is about the division. He's not inconsistent with what he's saying. For instance, a decade ago, he was saying he wanted to take the Confederate flag and reappropriate it. I'm not mad at Kanye West. That's my brother. I love him. I support him. I buy his albums. I don't have to agree with everything that he says. I just trust him as a person of intent.
All right, Dave, you in the minority, my brother. You know, I mean, we're not here to all agree with each other all the time. And a lot of times, great things come out of people disagreeing. So be that as it may.
Tinashe got kicked off Dancing with the Stars. 25-year-old who's actually known for her dancing. I wonder why she didn't make it.
Well, you know, you can't twerk on Dancing with the Stars, can you?
Yeah, you can do all kinds. There's all sorts of dancing.
You got to do, you know, cha-cha. And
you think maybe the people don't know who she is?
Oh, they definitely don't know who she is. You barely know who she is.
So mean.
I'm just no.
Well, that's
no,
what really keeps you on there is the voting.
Nate, sing me a Tinashe song.
There was one. We played it.
I love to get on.
To get you on. Uh-huh.
Yep. I had to give you a clue, a context clue.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I ain't got paid in a month.
Have you worked in a month?
I've worked every day of the month, 80 hours, and I got a cent yet.
What?
Not a cent.
How did this happen?
I don't even know. They said I got terminated in the system, so I've been working for free, pretty much.
Yeah, somebody gonna have to cut you what they call a live check.
Oh, they don't do that not here.
Oh, they gonna do it today.
Oh, they better.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, brother, you on the phone. You ain't about to do your business right now.
Hey, I don't want to go to jail. It's too early. You know, I might not get out until later on this evening.
You can't be out here working for free. You know, I'm sure you got some kids, a wife, girlfriend, something.
I ain't got no kids, but I need to eat.
I know that's right.
Nah, can't do that.
So we need to have what Iyanla Van Zandt calls a fierce conversation with them today. You know, you ain't got to cuss and throw over the chairs or nothing, but they got to do something. And you got to let them know, listen, I need to eat.
Yeah. They'd be like, just be patient. It's coming soon. I'd be like, can't tell my gas can to be patient, you know?
I know that's right.
All right, what's your name?
Oh, I can't say no names. They might be listening.
Ah, okay, yeah. Well, all right. Hey, man, go handle that business, dog. Can't be working for free out here.
Never that.
All right, have a good one.
Yeah, you
too. Hey, what? Are you doing?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
All in Black Party, November 10th, Voodoo Lounge. People talking all about it, child. Daniel Caesar. First time in Kansas City. Can't wait to see him perform live. Love Macy. And Soul Revival. Tickets on sale at KPRS.com.
He cut his dreads off, too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Now he look like the dude who played Johnny Cochran in People vs. O.J.
I've never seen that movie. So the 21-year-old fan who threw beer in Tyreek Hill's face during the Patriots-Chiefs game on Sunday has been banned from the stadium.
Big applause. Matter of fact, Tyreek should take it a step further so we can set a precedent. Well, he should get assault charges.
The man's going to be charged with disorderly conduct. The stadium has forwarded the information to the local authorities. However, my question is, how will you be able to enforce that? It's not like when you come into the stadium, you have to present your ID. I mean, you could put me on a list, but of the 50, 60,000 fans that are there, how are you going to know if I ever try to come back?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's why I don't believe that this is an appropriate, you know, sanction. It really should be something more than that.
Well, whoever that person is definitely won't be able to purchase season tickets. Like, you could definitely put somebody's name on the list and you could figure it out that way.
Right. I could get somebody else to buy my tickets for me.
Yeah, this is going to be hard to enforce. But I tell you what, since they got him on video, Tyreek needs to definitely go ahead with the assault charges.
Well, when asked after the game, he said that he wasn't interested in trying to go any further. But since then, someone who's in his organization says that, you know, players have to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
And they want this fan to be prosecuted to the full extent.
Yeah, you know, it's too much of that going on. You know, I showed you a video yesterday of random acts of people pouring beers and cursing at the players and stuff when knowing dang on well if y'all was out on 39th and Truce that would not go down in a dark alley.
Well, part of the problem is people go into the stadiums and they overindulge, and then you start getting beer muscles. And they get up in the moment of things, and then people react badly.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's going to ever talk about the amount of beer that's consumed in stadiums
because
they make
that.
So much money from it. But that really, I believe, is part of the problem. We don't even see. There's something that goes down in every stadium across this country every game.
Absolutely.
But you don't hear about it.
Beer muscles, huh? I've heard of beer goggles. I haven't heard of beer muscles.
Yeah, you think you strong? You know how you get when you drink a beer. You think you strong. You try to, come at me and then I have to check you.
You talking about me, Brian?
Yes.
I act the same with or without alcohol.
And you get checked.
I am Superman with or without it.
Boy, bye. And you get checked where you stand each trip.
Don't make me come over there on the other side.
You're going to walk over and you're going to be limping back.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
If you want to vote in the midterm elections and you live in the state of Kansas, today is the last day to get registered. You can do so in person at the Secretary of State's office or the library, or you can go online. There's many places where you can handle up on that business. Do your civic duty.
Take your power to the polls.
That's right. A national LGBTQ organization has filed a lawsuit Monday to challenge a Kansas policy that prohibits transgender people from changing their birth certificates.
Mm.
The suit was filed on behalf of four transgender people born in Kansas who have been able to change all of their forms of identification except their birth certificates to reflect the gender which they identify with.
Sign of the time, Shay.
Yeah. Looks like there's other states who don't allow transgender people to amend their birth certificates, including Kansas, Tennessee, and Ohio are the only other states that prohibit people from doing that.
Wow. I can see this getting passed, definitely.
Definitely, because it seems like everyone else is already on board with it.
Right.
So, definitely is a sign of the times, the organization called Lambda Legal said in a quote, it can determine access to education, employment, healthcare, banking, travel, obtaining other identity documents, and even voting.
Mm.
It must reflect a person's identity.
Wow.
Definitely something else, I tell you that.
Some of those people might need a lawyer. Stacey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, today we're going to be talking about something that I get in my inbox all the time, and that is what to do when you get injured at work. You definitely have rights, but you need to know how to recover under the workers' compensation law. So I'll be going over that at 7:35.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Plenty of sunshine. Right now, you got a freeze warning until 9 o'clock, and you're clear at 32 right now in Independence. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Naomi Okosa, beautiful young lady who just won the U.S. Open against Serena. She's 21 today.
Mm-hmm.
Former football player and radio host Cordell Stewart is 46 today. And Terry J. Vaughn, actress, is 49.
Happy birthday to everybody born on October 16th.
So Lil Wayne was on ESPN's some show. What's the name of that show, Brian?
I think it was NFL Countdown.
Okay. He's a really big Packers fan for some reason, and he's from New Orleans.
That dude cheered for every team that's winning.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. Because I saw last night he tweeted, go Pack.
Yeah. I've seen him cheer for the Saints. I've seen him cheer for a lot of teams.
Okay. So he talked about his suicide attempt, which he mentioned in his latest album, on the song called Let It All Work Out.
That song has actually been recorded for probably over 4 years.
Okay.
First, everything has been recorded for so many, and I felt that way when I thought that the album was coming out. I was ready to come out with it then. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever happens, the reason the album didn't come out, and then time is time and things happen and it comes out. And so, like I said, unfortunately, it wasn't about that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, of course, that's the same type of situation. But the thought process during that verse is, and what made me do it was just ready to get it off my chest. And if I'm gonna get off my chest in any kind of way, the best way I'm gonna do it is make it rhyme.
He sounds like the Black Bill Belichick.
At first, I was thinking maybe like a honey tea. Mm. Then I thought I just want to put some Vicks right in his throat. What was that?
Let's see what that throat do.
That's the way he talk.
No, he don't.
Yes, he does.
Drink some water and he'll sound regular.
And that dude been talking like that for about 10 years now.
He gonna damage his vocal cords because that sound like it hurts.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So would you be willing to spend money to see a hologram perform on tour?
Absolutely not. I don't want to see real people perform on tour. What?
You are just...
I'm just what? I'm myself. That's what I am.
Anyway, Amy Winehouse's family will be putting her hologram out on tour.
You there
Los
for that?
Angeles-based company Base Hologram is going to be putting together this live entertainment tour and taking it around the world. They're slated to include Back to Black, Rehab, Valerie, and many more of her other hits. There's going to be a live band there.
Isn't you there exciting? For that? You going to pay money, U.S. currency, to go see that?
Not really, because somebody will go live. You know, some stuff you could just stay at the house and watch. Somebody will go live. I don't have to actually participate in that one, but...
why you look down on me when I do that? When I said that then?
You said you don't even want to see people that are alive.
I don't. Sorry, not sorry.
Anyway, Ella Mai was on a radio show yesterday and talked about this Jacquees beef and pulling down his remix to Trip.
I didn't play any role in it, to be honest. I feel like my label made a statement and there's not really much else to say about it, to be honest. People are going to take it how they want. But I don't want people to think different than what the actual situation is. But a lot of it is people don't actually know the real ins and outs of the industry. And I can't blame someone for not knowing something.
In other words, y'all ignorant. That's what she said.
Is your driver's license suspended? Are you experiencing child custody issues? Do you need advice about an auto accident? Now it's time for Kansas City's favorite lawyer, Stacey Shaw, on Hot 103 Gems.
Yes, I like the way that sounds right there, Brian. Free legal advice from a friend of the family, Stacey Shaw.
Good morning, Stacey. What you got for us?
Well, today we're going to be talking about five things that you need to do when you are hurt at work. And this is under the workers' compensation law in Missouri. So number one, everyone in the state of Missouri, if you are working for an employer in Missouri, is covered by the workers' compensation law. Companies have to pay workers' compensation insurance if they have employees. So if you are an employee, which means that you get taxes taken out of your check by your employer, you are covered by workers' compensation insurance. And so even if you're working for a Missouri company and they send you to Illinois or Texas, you are still covered by workers' compensation in Missouri. Two, you have 30 days to report the injury from the date that it happened or when you learn that your injury was caused by your job over time. So say that you're having back pain and your doctor 6 months later says, this is probably caused by you lifting bricks at work. You have 30 days to report it. Number three, always report it in writing, okay, and keep your own records. And so it's really important, especially because it's going to be a dispute between you and your employer how much medical treatment that you need or you receive. So number four is always get all of the medical care that you need. They do not have a right to tell you that you cannot get medical treatment for an injury that happened at your job. Number five, remember there are workers' compensation investigators that may be recording you. Sometimes they're even videotaping you, okay? They're watching your social media. So if you get a doctor's note that you keep for your records that say that you can only lift 20 pounds, you may get caught up with workers' compensation investigators if you are lifting 50-pound bags of mulch or dog food at the grocery store. And so make sure that you stay within the doctor's limitations that they give you for your workers' compensation claim. The last one, and this is a bonus one, always hire a lawyer because it is always in the workers' comp insurance best interest for you not to receive the most money that you can for your either permanent disability or temporary permanent partial disability. So you want to get a lawyer that understands workers' compensation, that knows the workers' compensation law and how that applies to your case. So I want to give a special shout out to our new attorney, Attorney Victor Finkelstein, who's had 25 years of experience in workers' comp and personal injury in both Kansas and Missouri. So we are now taking Kansas and Missouri cases in traffic, personal injuries, and workers' compensation. So if you have questions, don't hesitate to give us a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter at Stacey Shaw Law. So please follow me on Instagram, or you can find me on my website at StaceyShawLaw.com. Until next time, don't forget about my mom's scholarship at Faith Academy.
Thank you so much, Stacey. We'll holler at you next Tuesday.
All righty.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We got Petty Files on deck, but first, Brian, I need to acknowledge Hot 103 Jams' number one listener, and that's Kimberly Spearman. It's her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Miss Spearman. You know, we always show you a lot of love. You show us a lot of love, so we want to show you a lot of love back. We appreciate you so much for everything you do throughout the year.
Never met nobody with as much goodness in their heart and loyalty.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's all over the place with the positivity. We absolutely love her.
Boy, I look up and she be right there.
Yeah. All the time. Like, we was at the King's Ball.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And she, you know, kind of adopted a son for
she
a night.
She did.
She's wonderful.
So thank you so much for always supporting Hot 103 Jams.
Absolutely.
Enjoy your day. Also, it's Joe Cornejo's birthday.
My dog, Shade Moore on Hot 103 Jams. Love Joe Cornejo. That's my dog.
You my number 10 caller.
Yeah, now we going to the Petty Files.
Jesus.
What was that?
I'm calling on my savior.
What was that, fam? Come on, man.
So everybody knows Fortnite is a very, very popular video game right now.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's also bad for marriages, Brian.
How?
A report says that there has been at least 200 divorce filings naming Fortnite as the reason for ending their marriage.
So you telling me that grown-ass men are playing Fortnite and not paying attention to their wives?
And the wives is like, you know what? I'm done with this.
Fortnite is for kids, fam.
Apparently it's not.
We gotta get up and go at least one more round.
Oh, Lord.
A Hong Kong-based international airline, Cathay Pacific, had one job, and that was to repaint the logo on its planes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they actually spelled it wrong themselves, child.
How did they spell it?
Wrong.
Oh, so you ain't gonna spell it out for me? Okay. How do you do that? That remind me of the Chiefs commercial they had a long time ago, the Snickers commercial where the dude painted chefs instead of Chiefs on the field. And, you need a Snickers? Go grab yourself a Snickers. Like, yeah. Aww. It was one of them commercials.
Is that where people get the whole...
It's an attempt at a failed joke that people try to use over
and over.
It's
not funny. My friend DJ Coles does it all the time. And I'm like, that's not funny.
He's super whack for that.
Oh, my goodness. So, an airline passenger says that she was shamed after she was spotted giving herself a pedicure mid-flight.
Okay. You can't do that, ma'am. That you gotta save that for the people who actually do them. We don't want to see your feet on the airline. What kind of mess is that?
She pulled out a foot file and began to grate the dead skin off of her feet.
That's disgusting.
As passengers looked on.
That's disgusting. Like, you gonna pull out your pet egg in front of everybody and do that, fam?
Pet egg would actually be better. At least it would catch all of the things. But she had, like, an old school file.
That is just disgusting, fam.
You know, what was it? Like,
like what?
Martin.
This Myra's feet.
Yeah.
It's Myra's feet. You gotta get down there and Myra's feet. Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, my Lord. If your ex has been acting up, you might want to hit us up right now. 816-576-7103 because it is time to flex on your ex with the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
So my ex, I was with him for 6 years. Apparently, he was talking to a girl for 2 years. So he's a truck driver. He ended up coming home on a local job. So this is how God don't like the ugly. He lost that job. And then his transmission in the car that I took him to get, it went out. Mm. And then the girl, now he don't got no job. And he living in Kansas with some girl who just let him move in and give him a key to the house, knowing that I've been living with him for 6 years. I'm like, what kind of women is out here? She been talking to this man for 2 years, knowing that he's been with me for six. And now I'm on my way to work, the work that he don't have, to make my money. So, and while she over there taking care of my leftovers.
Don't be mad at her. You need to be thanking her.
I went out and I congratulated her.
Thank you. You need to thank her. Send her some flowers, girl. Pro Flowers got $19.99 flowers right now. Girl, you send her some flowers on her job because she just saved you some headache.
Well, congratulations. I ain't getting no flowers. I ain't getting none of that.
So, did you co-sign on that car?
Oh, no, ma'am. No. I sure did not.
Okay.
No, ma'am, no, sir.
All right. We're going to leave your name out of this. Have a good one.
I don't care. You can put it right on there.
Go ahead. Do your thing, then.
This is Kiki.
All right, Kiki.
Will you love me? Will you let me stay at your house for free?
He went over there because she gave him a key, because I wouldn't give him a key because he was running in and out like a little kid. He don't need no key. You're not getting no key to my house.
All right, Kiki.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too.
He wouldn't be riding a donkey.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22. Look for highs in the lower 60s today. Plenty of sun. Got a freeze warning in effect until 9 o'clock. Sunny at 32 right now in the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
My favorite Facebook talk show. Well, the only Facebook talk show I watch is Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith, her mother, and her daughter Willow Smith. Well, they will be returning. Can I get an applause?
There you go.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. October 22nd will be the season 2 kickoff, and Will Smith is going to be talking about difficulty within his marriage to Jada.
And there was a period where mommy woke up and cried 45 days straight. I started keeping a diary.
Damn. You miss some days.
It was every morning. Damn. I think that's the worst I've ever felt in our marriage.
Wow.
I was failing miserably.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what years that was going on. And what was the purpose behind it? You would look at, you know, people like that, and on the outside, they look happy. They look like everything is okay when it's really not.
They real people. We all got problems.
Right.
I think I probably need to cry more. I think that's...
What?
Yeah, I do. I don't think I cry enough. Like, when she said she cried 45 days in a row, my brain would not wrap around that.
It definitely don't wrap around
like
it for me.
Crying 45 days every morning?
Something serious had to be going on.
Yeah. I think I don't cry enough. I think I need to up my crying.
I can make you cry. You boy, don't bye. Have to cry.
Boy, bye. Orlando Brown is headed to rehab. Thank the Lord. Mm. His friends have staged an intervention. including a friend of his who owns a Vegas restaurant. They surrounded him with love and encouraged him to go inside and get some help, not only for drug use, but also for mental health issues.
I mean, your true friends, dog, people who want to see you do better in your worst times. You know, and like, what, 2 months ago, he uploaded this video of him smoking drugs on Twitter and stuff. It's like, come on, dog. Like, we got to get you together, fam.
If I needed to run an intervention on you, I would see it going bad.
Intervention?
I said,
for what?
If I needed to.
Don't be jumping to conclusions, because I will
you
tone you
take
down.
It right.
I will fight all of y'all. I would just go around the room and just smack everybody. That's what I would do. How dare y'all?
You make me sleepy.
Well, wake up.
I got a couple more hours to do my job, so I'm going to peel your face off like a grape. Just hush your mouth right now.
You was acting all tough and hardcore.
Erica Mena and her boyfriend were arrested following a domestic dispute.
Wow.
In Atlanta. Neighbors reported hearing a fight between the couple. Of course, they called the cops. Cops showed up, saw a bedroom door that had been destroyed after Cliff broke through it to try to get at Erica. There was no visible marks found on either person, but Cliff was arrested for criminal trespass because the property is in Erica's name. And then Erica was arrested because she had weed on her.
Weed!
It's just a gumbo of trouble right there.
See, in the city of Atlanta, you just get a ticket for weed now. If it's a certain amount, but they live in Johns Creek, which is like a suburb of Atlanta. So, yeah, she had to go inside for that.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.